Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Megan Cummings. She's the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. And you know what? It's getting closer, so it's time to talk about the Day of Caring. September 11th, everything's going to start at 7 a.m. down at the Lynn's parking lot. This is a great event. It is a lot of fun. Get out, help your friends, help your neighbors, and just, you know what? Do the right thing. Really, do the right thing, we'll say. Megan, welcome in this morning.
Dave, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back. And I'm so excited about Day of Caring. It's going to be a great day. So excited to see everybody and watch people build relationships and do some good work and see old friends and pick up trash and pull weeds.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's all about a better community. And, you know, I think one of the misconceptions that some people may have is you know, since we talk about the breakfast is in price and the luncheon is in price. That doesn't mean that the project has to be in price.
Absolutely not. Nope. Folks can submit projects from all over, and you know, volunteers can show up from all over. So our Lynn's parking lot is kind of the hub for kickoff in price, but absolutely projects can be submitted. You know, if there's something in Imrie County that needs done, we're working with a student down there who's organizing, you know, a satellite Day of Caring. And eventually we hope to have a whole bunch more of those all over our service area.
So well, yeah, because counties. Your service area is pretty big.
Daggett, Duchesne, Uinta, Carbon, Imrie, Grand, San Juan.
So yeah, you've got a few days of caring out there that you can schedule throughout the year.
Just a few square miles.
So yeah. Let's talk about this one in particular. You are still looking for projects, you said, if you've got them. And always, you're always looking for volunteers. So
of course,
if people have a project or want to volunteer, what do they need to do?
So I think the simplest way is just to hop on our website, uweu.org, and there's a Day of Caring banner right on the homepage. You click on that, and then there's some more information about Day of Caring, including a link where people can submit project forms. And that's pretty easy, I promise. You just click on the link and then answer some questions. And then also a link to volunteer. So you just click on the link, you enter some of your information, boom, you're signed up to volunteer. And I also want to mention, you know, if I'm just driving around and I see a corner lot that needs some weeds pulled, I can submit that as a project. I don't have to own the lot. I don't have to actually do the work. I can just submit and say, hey, this is the address. This is what needs to be done. A bunch of weeds need to be pulled, et cetera. So if folks could just let me know what needs to be done, be my eyes and ears.
But it is important that they get those projects in so that you can call the owner of that property instead
say,
of just showing up. Hey, we're here to do this.
Can we come pull weeds? Yes, exactly. Thank you for making that point. Saturday, September 11th is the Day of Caring. And I would love to have all these projects submitted within the next couple of days, so I have time to call homeowners, property owners, talk to city officials, talk to businesses and say, oh, by the way, can my group of our group of volunteers show up and pull some weeds or pick up trash?
Right. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you, yes, please. That'd be
usually,
great.
Yeah, usually. We'll tread
great.
Lightly.
And I also heard that this year you're trying to make it so, you know, you show up with a pair of gloves and everything else that you need, you're going to have there.
Hopefully. We definitely want people to still bring, you know, their work gloves and rakes. But we're going to have things like trash bags, of course. That's always provided. Water is provided. But yeah, if people have tools, I'd say go ahead and bring your toolbox because you never know what might need to be done once we get there. We try to have a pretty good idea of what all needs to be done. But you know, probably a hammer isn't going to go to waste. So bring a hammer, bring a few nails, and bring sunscreen too.
Sunscreen. Yeah, don't forget that. But shovels, rakes, all those good things. And just get ready. Like I said, this is a great event because it's neighbors helping neighbors. And
yeah,
in the long run, that's what United Way is all about.
And isn't that the kind of society we want to live in? I think so.
One would hope.
That's what I want to live in, where neighbors help each other out, where I walk down the street, I recognize a need, and I try to help. And same thing, my neighbor walks down the street, recognizes a need, and tries to help. And we work together. And you know, picking up trash, we all learn in third grade that picking up trash is important. And it's a lesson we need to keep learning. Picking up trash, pulling weeds, trying to keep spaces beautiful. But then there will be some other projects too. You know, some lawns will need to be mowed. Some minor repairs will need to be made. And it's really, it's just about neighbors getting together and helping each other. And Dave, can I take this opportunity to do a quick shout out to some of the folks who have already helped with all this planning?
Absolutely.
So Dick Reach at Lens, I can't say enough good things about all the help he has provided. Thank you to Lens. Alan Peterson with Peterson Chemical has donated some trash bags. City Sanitation is putting a dumpster in place so that our trash has someplace to go. Folks have been really great about helping. So thanks to all those folks.
And you know what? It just, that once again, that's what it's all about. It really is. Now, you are asking that people bring one other thing when they come to the Day of Caring.
Diapers!
And that's to load up the United Way, correct?
Well, that's for the health department. So, yes, we are having a diaper drive. And if folks can bring a box of diapers, any size, a package of wipes, please do. Because we're going to donate those to the health department so that they can get those to babies who need them.
It's just that easy. And then the United Way, you know, you do so many things. You've got the Day of Caring in September. And then you were saying something about a banquet in October.
Yeah, we're going to have an appreciation dinner for, I mentioned some of those folks who help us and support our work. And yeah, we're going to have a dinner in early October to say thank you more formally to all those entities and businesses and individuals who do support our work. And then, holy smokes,
It's Angel Tree Time.
Sub for Santa, Angel Tree Time. Oh, my goodness.
It's right around the corner. It doesn't take long.
Yeah.
So let's finish up now one more time. If people have questions or anything about the Day of Caring, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Or is it just go on the website and all of your questions can be answered there as well?
Most questions can be answered on the website, but if people feel more comfortable picking up the phone and emailing me, I am great with that. Or picking up the phone and calling me. You can also pick up your phone and email me. Pick up the phone, call 637-8911. 637-8911. I'm Megan. I'd be happy to answer any questions. And one more thing. If you think maybe a project has already been submitted, call me, ask me. Or just go ahead and submit it anyway. It's pretty quick to actually fill that out. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Megan Cummings, the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's the Day of Caring coming up on September 11th. Get in there and get on their website and get signed up and go help out. And you know what? It's neighbors helping neighbors and hang out with your friends for the Saturday. Megan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.